नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका SBS हिंदी पर। आज हमारे अतिथि हैं मेलबर्न के टोंका और कोडा रेस्टोरेंट के शेफ श्री एडम डिसिल्वा। सितंबर के महीने से हर गुरुवार रात 8 बजे SBS फूड पर एक फूड सीरीज दिखाया जा रहा है जिसका नाम है इंडिया अनप्लेटेड। एडम इस शो को शेफ हेली रायचूरा और संदीप पंडित के साथ होस्ट कर रहे हैं। उन्होंने हाल ही में SBS हिंदी पर हमसे बातचीत की और हमें बताया कि भारत के विभिन्न क्षेत्रों से रेसिपीज के खजाने में उन्हें सबसे ज्यादा क्या पसंद है और वे हमारे साथ कौन सी रेसिपी साझा करना चाहेंगे। चलिए मिलते हैं एडम डिसिल्वा जी से। एडम, कैन यू प्लीज शेयर विद अस योर एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ एक्सप्लोरिंग इंडियाज रीजनल फूड ऑन इंडिया अनप्लेटेड?
My experience with Sandeep and Halley on India Unplayed has been fantastic because, as you know, I am an Aussie-born, half Anglo-Indian, half Italian. So my Indian repertoire has been very specific to my dad's region where he came from Madras, and then also have a strong Italian influence in my life and also in my cooking, but also I do a lot of Indian and Asian cooking in my professional life. So to be able to go and explore and get deep, you know, into like traditional dishes that Sandeep and Halley do on the show, and I guess I come and do my, I guess, Aussie Indian version of it or my interpretation of it, and using what you know, Australian produce we've got. So it's been fantastic to get just to do a around the India trip.
And Adam, are the recipes that you share on India Unplated guided by experience or experiment?
The recipes I do have been a bit of experience, because I draw on, you know, my culinary knowledge and also what the region is known for, what I kind of cook at Tonka and what I like to eat, and also what people would like to do at home. You know, I like my whole thing with, like, when I do cooking shows is to do dishes that people can go, oh my god, that demystifies the difficulty of it all. And I want it to become part of everyone's repertoire and a go-to dish.
So, Adam, what is your opinion on cross-cultural or interconnected food practices in a multicultural society?
Well, I guess I'm championing that, because I am. That's what I do. That's how I pretty much cook. But I don't really, as in, do much fusion. I know there was like a risotto and dal dish that I did on the first episode of India Unplated, which is, I guess, meld in my Italian-Indian heritage. But I think there's time and a place where, you know, for example, using European technique, making a curry. So, like, my mother would always make curries with olive oil, not ghee, because her Italian side, which made them lighter and more, I guess, fragrant in that sense, and not heavy. So using techniques for different cuisines and cultures is I agree on. Sometimes, you know, fusing things together don't necessarily work. You may have a little influence here and there, but I don't think completely doing this fusion is, you know, putting balsamic and soy sauce together, for example, is not my idea. I wouldn't agree to that.
Adam, on that, Indian food can be about complex flavor at any time anyway. So it's a pairing of complex flavors, and you're adding another level of influence on top of it. So how do you manage the balance of flavors?
Managing the balance of flavors, I think it's also, I guess it's, I cook to my own palate. I like to, like, you know, it's what I would like to eat, and but also, you know, it's making it nice and clean. And we're so fortunate in Australia that we have some great produce around us that we can cook with. So you don't have to complicate it too much. You can just add a beautiful marinade or a beautiful curry sauce to it. And it's just keeping it simple. I like to keep, you know, what you're tasting is what you taste. Don't overcomplicate it. And there are just layers of different spices. And that's what, you know, the beauty of Indian cuisine is it's the layers of different spices that you can add and subtract from it, depending on what you like.
So Adam, finally, has hosting the series with Heli and Sandeep influenced your cooking to any extent?
Yeah, cooking with Heli and Sandeep has been fantastic, because we've all had our different, you know, techniques. I learned a lot doing the show from them, their different techniques that they brought to it, their flavours as well, which I'll then carry on, just become part of my repertoire. you know, and there's some fantastic dishes that they both did that, you know, I'm looking forward to doing at home.
And which one was your top favourite?
Oh, Hallie's goat. Hallie's goat was amazing, which we cooked in real time on the show. And by the end of it, it was just this dry roasted curry of goat, you know, like in a wok, and just slowly caramelized and became so beautiful and rich, and rich in the sense of like rich flavour. It wasn't rich in the made you feel sick, but it was just a sort of beautiful explosion in your mouth. So I've been meaning to do that since we finished filming. So thank you for reminding me of that. And I think I'll be trying that this week.
Adam, is there something called curry in a hurry?
Of course there's curry in a hurry. Because there is some great products on the market which you can do some curries in a hurry, which take all the, you know, the fuss out of it. And that's what I think sometimes a bit too daunting for some people, is that they know it's a process. So, you know, like the people in Australia, they find it a bit daunting where, you know, you need it to, it's a day process or 2 day process. So there's some fantastic things on the market at the moment where, you know, all you need to do is add the meat to it or add the vegetables to it and you have it ready within 20 minutes. So I'm not against that, because I think that everyone has busy lives and, you know, occasionally you can do that. But if you've got the time to do the real thing, then do the real thing.
Adam, do you care to share a recipe with us?
Yes, for sure. I can share you one of my recipes, which I, as we said before, about being a bit fusion-like. This is a dish that's been on the menu since Tonka, which I came up with. It's my Indian and Italian side coming together. And as a whole dish, it's burrata cheese, which is this beautiful pocket of cheese. You can use mozzarella or you can use paneer if you like, but this burrata works fantastic, and or bocconcini. And it's a coriander relish. And it's coriander stems and leaf all together, a couple of bunches, washed, and you get a good handful of rocket leaves, a good handful of pine nuts that have been slightly roasted, some garlic or confit garlic. So garlic has either been cooked in oil to take the pungency out of it, or a couple of cloves of garlic, and some beautiful extra virgin olive oil. Blend it all together, and some salt and pepper, and you have a beautiful, fragrant relish. You can add some Parmesan cheese to that as well, which makes it more of a pesto-like as well. And you can toss some noodles or pasta through it. And then you serve it with some charred roti. So it's all this beautiful kind of coriander, spiciness in the rocket, all together with some cheese and crunchy, crispy bread. So it's fantastic.
Well, Adam, thank you for your time. Really appreciate that. Thank you again.
No, thanks a lot.